The Disappearance of Adele Badeau, written by Graham McRae Burnett and read by Jeffrey Breton.
Chapter 1. It was an evening like any other at the Restaurant de la Cloche. Behind the counter, the proprietor, Pasteur, had poured himself a pastis, an indication that no more meals would be served and that any further service would be provided by his wife, Marie, and the waitress, Adele. It was 9 o'clock. Manfred Baumann was at his usual place by the bar. Lemire, Petit, and Cloutier sat around the table by the door, the day's newspapers folded in a pile between them. On their table was a carafe of red wine, 3 tumblers, 2 packets of cigarettes, an ashtray, and Lemire's reading glasses. They would share 3 carafes before the night was out. Pasteur opened his newspaper on the counter and leaned over it on his elbows. He was developing a bald patch, which he attempted to disguise by combing back his hair. Marie busied herself sorting cutlery. Adele served coffee to the 2 remaining diners and began wiping the wax cloths of the other tables, pushing the crumbs onto the floor that she would later sweep. Manfred observed her. His place was not exactly at the bar, but at the hatch through which food was brought from the kitchen. He continually had to adjust his position to allow the staff to pass, but nobody ever thought to ask him to move. From his post, he could survey the restaurant, and strangers often mistook him for the proprietor. Adele was wearing a short black skirt and a white blouse. Around her waist was a little apron with a pocket, in which she kept a notebook for taking orders and the cloth she used for wiping tables. She was a dark, heavy-set girl with a wide behind and large, weighty breasts. She had full lips, an olive complexion, and brown eyes, which she habitually kept trained on the floor. Her features were too heavy to be described as pretty, but there was an earthy magnetism about her, a magnetism no doubt amplified by the drabness of the surroundings. As she leant over the unoccupied tables, Manfred turned towards the counter and, in the mirror above the bar, watched her skirt inch up her thighs. She was wearing tan tights with white ankle socks and black pumps. The 3 men at the table by the door also observed her, undoubtedly, Manfred imagined, harbouring similar thoughts to his own. Adele was 19 years old and had been working at the Restaurant de la Cloche for 5 or 6 months. She was a sullen girl, reluctant to engage in conversation with the regulars, yet Manfred was sure she enjoyed their attention. She kept her blouse loosely fastened so that it was often possible to see the lace edging of her brassiere. If she did not wish them to stare, why dress in such a provocative manner? All the same, when she turned towards the bar, Manfred averted his eyes. Pasteur was staring at an article in the middle pages of L'Alsace. There was a crisis in Lebanon. "Bloody Arabs," said Manfred. Pasteur gave a little snort for his nose to acknowledge the remark. He was not one to engage in controversial discussions over the bar. His duties were limited to pouring drinks and issuing bills. He regarded waiting tables as beneath his dignity. Such chores, along with the dispensing of pleasantries, were left to Marie and Adele, or whoever else was working. Manfred, for his part, had no particular opinion on the situation in the Middle East. He had made the remark only because he had thought it was the sort of thing Pasteur might have said, or which would at least have met with his approval. Manfred was quite happy with Pasteur's unwillingness to engage in chit-chat. When he did pass a remark now and again, it tended to fall flat and it was a relief not to feel obliged to make conversation. At the table by the door, Lemire, a barber whose shop was not far from the restaurant, was holding forth on the subject of the milking cycle of dairy cows. He was explaining at some length how the yield could be increased merely by milking the cattle at shorter intervals. Cloutier, who had been brought up on a farm, attempted to interject that any gains made by such a measure were lost in the long term by shortening the milk-bearing life of the cows. Lemire shook his head vigorously and made a gesture with his hand to quieten his companion. "A common misconception," he said, before continuing with his lecture.